Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
What a fucking bitch. Butter.
And with that utterance, I tittered like a schoolgirl.
Butter is back.
It was
Butter
the highlight of
back.
Butter is back. Butter. I was worried Butter was not going to bring it. I thought she might be on her best Butter behavior.
But, no, but Butter was served and served it.
Butter was spread.
Not parquet. Mm-hmm. Not even, I think this is not butter, or whatever that fuck that's called.
She was churned. She was quite even, churned.
Yeah. Not even some country crock bullshit.
No, this is pure plain, butter. Premium, creamery
butter. And y'all, it's salted.
Quite salty. It was even in the shape of a turkey, like our sissy squad has been posting.
It really was.
I knew that would take fire. I had no idea this was a thing. Then they say the lamb, butter lamb is a common thing. I think that's great. Do what you think. My thing, I put this in the sissy squad too, and I'm not shaming anyone for eating rolls. It's just some, and people have said, you just haven't had really good yeast rolls. That is true. I did not grow up with someone who made homemade yeast rolls.
Oh, my grandma would make really good homemade yeast rolls. They were amazing.
But I just couldn't think, there's so many other carb foods. Why do you want to fill up on rolls?
Oh, because it's the best fucking thing about the, it was so good. Hot rolls with hot butter. Oh my God.
See, ours so were, good. We just
or
had
you,
like.
Or you dip them in the gravy, the turkey gravy. Oh.
Kind of going somewhere, boy.
Yeah, hold on.
What is your Thanksgiving?
One of my hands are out of frame right now.
Ooh, What is your, what is your, you're at your mom's. What is your, this is single life.
This is the
TSL finale.
Season 3, episode 11. I was here waiting. It's going to be a two-part tell-all, y'all. Two-part tell-all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm to be
said. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? What are y'all eating?
Y'all, I'm in Dallas. I got to Dallas today. I'm spending in Dallas with my mama. I'm having, it's going to be the norm. Turkey, dressing, green bean casserole. My mom will make some type of, I think, better dressing. But
he prefers the kind of mix your great stuffing up, like almost kind of like you liquefy the texture and then you cook it.
You bake it, yeah.
Yeah.
And bake it off.
Mine's too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say mine is more of a take the bread cubes and you lightly, it's a lighter dressing.
Well, my mom will make some type of green vegetable to have a green, whatever she decides to make. I don't know if it'll be, that's usually not super heavy, or a salad or something like that. And then that's really it. And then we're not.
No dessert.
And then we're going to have pumpkin pie. She's going to make a pumpkin pie. And then
you don't eat that dough, do you?
No, but she likes it. And
I know I always make pumpkin pie.
And then a pecan pie. Ironically, though, when I'm in California, I make a pecan pie and I love it. But when you're in Oklahoma or North Texas area, you go to the grocery store and buy a Fields pecan pie, which is a bakery out of Purcell, Oklahoma. And it is
very good. I've had Fields pecan pie.
It's the best one. I can't make, there's no point in making a pecan pie. I agree.
I've had a Fields pecan pie.
I have not had one in a long time. So that's what I'm most looking forward to having at Thanksgiving, if I'm honest. Wow. What? I love that.
Store-bought pecan pie.
I think her boyfriend wants a cherry pie, because he likes a dessert where he combines cherry pie with angel food cake and white icing. That's what he grew up eating.
Like royal icing, just like white, cheese.
Not cream cheese, like white plain icing.
So, but why do you have pie, to combine the angel food cake?
That's what he likes.
Okay.
And then we're going to have wine.
I don't see the logic, but
normal Thanksgiving, nothing crazy over here. We're not doing much.
I'm feeding a couple lesbians and a couple other people.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. It's me and a couple of lesbians.
Is everyone a meat eater? Are you going to make a folky or furky or
some
flaky?
Some aren't, I'm actually not serving turkey. I'm serving roast chicken.
Oh, there you go.
I just decided to be different. I'm going to buttermilk brine it. Like the chicken I made you, mm-hmm. that you had.
I love buttermilk
brine, y'all. Very good.
Then
I'm going to do some sides and then my dressing and then Brussels sprouts. I'm going to do some roasted Brussels sprouts in the air fryer with some pomegranate seeds for beauty.
I forgot you have an air fryer.
Oh, yeah. It does the best Brussels sprouts. That's the best thing in it.
My mom has one. Maybe I'll use it.
And then I'm going to do potato casserole. Which they call funeral potatoes with cornflakes. And then pumpkin pie. And I think that's it. And then I think Rachel's bringing some cranberry sauce and she's bringing rolls.
Are you having it at your place?
I am having it at my place.
Oh, that's why the task rabbit's coming to put your table together. You didn't tell me that. I was like, you're just organizing. And he tried to play it off. He's like, yeah, I just want to organize. No, it's because people are coming to your house for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And you're trying to clean shit up.
That's why I did it. I was like, why don't we? And that's why I offered it. Y'all, nothing makes me do things around my house like people coming to my house.
No, it's true. That was a good thing when I used to do the Dear Maddie show, because I would have guests like once or twice a week and I'd always clean. My house was always very clean. Now no one comes over. All right. But you know what? That's not as sad as watching Tiffany fall back in love with Ronald.
Fuck this shit. When I was watching this, I was like, all that big fucking talk. You're a little girl. That was what I walked away with this. All of the talk, all of the saying, all of the strong arm tactics and all of the I can find the power in myself. No, I'm not going to listen to a word that comes out of your mouth anymore. I'm over it.
I'm so gay that you were saying that way. And it just reminded me of all of the fashion, all of the fame.
You know what? I went there too, so I can't really
fault
you for that.
Maybe you're going to remember on a name.
That's a RuPaul song.
It is a RuPaul song.
You're a champion, but you are. You're a champion. Superstar.
You're a superstar.
Gonna love you as you are. That's what it is.
That's what it is. So, God. Wow. We have like 10 sissies who are like, oh my God, that's my song. I'm of two minds. I mean, for the most part, I'm just like, I'm annoyed. But there is a part of me that, yes, it was her
decision.
It's going to
happen over and over and over again.
I get of two minds because I agree like 70%, maybe 80% of me is like, oh, Tiffany, fucking why? But then there's that 20% that, not that I feel sorry for her, but it is a little bit like, what do you do? Because immediately you're with this guy and he's just hounding you and hounding you of when you're going to make this decision. And he's basically saying you're taking, it's not her fault, but he's laying all this guilt of basically, he's making her feel like it's her fault. Not that he didn't do all this shit, but it's her fault and on her to take, to decide if this family stays together or not. That's
exactly what it is.
It's a lot of fucking pressure for a person.
The problem is, why I have a problem with it is because the whole season she's been talking about this bullshit of her rebirth now that she's moved on from Ronald. And
she was lying to herself.
This before. And don't take us through, don't ask me to appreciate you and your growth when you stop four steps back. Don't start saying, aren't I a hero for how far I came? And I'm just like, move on. Get off my television. I'm tired.
And, you know, it happens a lot to people that have a lot of weight loss, is that they feel like, I have this weight loss, I'm a different person now. But if you don't really work on the inside and develop that, you're actually not. You're the same person, and that can translate into something else in your life.
It just... The thing what gets me is she's so good on TV, and she is trying to – every time we see her, it leaves me the same way. So it feels like I can Tina to me every single time, every season. And that's why I'm saying I'm done. I'm done acting shocked when she goes back. I'm done rooting for her entirely.
It is the same beat every single time.
And she even says, Ronald's going to try to lure me back. I'm like, yeah, but you are so fucking codependent that you need to. But you're going to, you will deny how codependent you are. That's the worst part. She's completely unaware.
Yeah, she's unaware of that. I mean, she was better this season saying, I know he's going to say things that are going to make me have feelings. But again, it's like he's talking to her about her behavior. She's worried about what he's saying. But she needs to worry about what she thinks. She needs to worry about her reactions.
Yeah, let's just go through this. I'm furious with her.
So they meet at the airport. They pick one another up. It's all...
Joburg, y'all.
We're in Johannesburg. Now, I will say, the apartment looks completely different.
It does, but it's still got a creepy vibe, like that tree that had pictures of their family.
Oh, see, that was thought. I mean, I didn't love it, but it seemed thoughtful. I mean, do you remember what it looked like before? It's completely different.
Like when Daniel's room was the murder room.
Yes, with the cardboard.
There's just something about a color scheme that of Ronald's apartment. Everything about, I think it's just that I know from what I've seen of Ronald, everything colors it.
Yeah,
it's just weird to me. everything Ronald does is calculated. And for sure. And that's what's terrifying, you guys. Even the shirt he wore to pick her up, which made the bile. Did you see this? Did you see the shirt? Oh, it said, "This is what it's about," and had a stick figure of a father and two children.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. And I went, oh, they're back together. As soon as I saw that, because Ronald has deemed it and Tiffany just is powerless, something about his potato head and his strange, basically threatening way, somehow she thinks this is what I deserve.
Well, this is what she thinks. What is interesting about watching Tiffany to me is this is what she thinks love feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Love doesn't feel good. It feels in this way. And so what she really has to break out of is what does love feel like for her? And that is so painful to do and so hard to do on your own, even when you don't have children. But it's this, you see, it's this because she's been so conditioned by her own willingness, but also by Ronald, who it is funny, or not funny, it's sad when Tiffany, as soon as she is with Ronald, her energy all shrinks.
Yep. This is the last time for me. I can't go through this again.
If they're on another season, you're going to watch it.
Yeah, but I'm going to hate it the whole time. But I'm not going to be convinced. I'm going to sit there and just be bitter.
Hopefully Daniel's on there and he can be serving. He's like, "Dad, this place looks like shit." Mom.
"Dad, this place is what?" Daniel goes, "What a dump."
What a dump. The deal is Daniel knows when he was talking to his mom, he often commented on mom, but make sure you, he even commented on her behavior her responsibility in this. That is something both Tiffany and Ronald both do, is they both don't claim responsibility for the actions. Ronald says he's doing it with this whatever program he's in, but he's not.
No, he's not. And y'all, everyone in her family who supposedly cares for her and says Ronald's a bad dude. She is trapped in this idea of she's an abusive relationship. Let's call it what it is. This is an abusive relationship.
Yeah, emotionally abusive for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. And y'all, so basically Carly's there and there's even phrases he's like, "Oh, Carly, I just want to steal you. You're mine." Everything he says makes the hairs on my neck go up.
It's
every
creepy.
Time
when
he opens his
creepy.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Because he would do that, y'all.
He would.
Going back, he'd take his child.
He would. He would
find a way. He fucking reminds me of some Chris Marx motherfucker, or Chris. Yeah, that the one who killed his kids. Christopher, what's his name? Is it Marx?
I don't know.
You know that one, the one who killed his kids with the mom and his wife, and the oil well.
No.
Okay, that was a huge story. Everyone knew about this. Don't act like it wasn't.
I didn't act like it wasn't a huge story, but I didn't know about it.
People are screaming. You're going to get DMs about this story.
What? I don't want to know about this. Watts. This is terrible.
Chris Watts. Christopher Watts.
That name sounds familiar, but I thought that was a football player.
Oh, come on.
No, I didn't know. I don't know.
Anyway, this family annihilator shit, I could totally see him doing it.
There was a woman on Oprah where the guy did that to get at her. It does seem like about ownership for Ronald.
Yeah. Oh, he just, every time he's on the screen, creeps the fuck out of me.
And winning. Oh. And I know. So they arrive the next morning. We don't need to do, I mean, they go look at animals.
I can't enjoy anything because I'm so freaked the fuck out.
Tiffany is like, she tells Ronald the next morning, she's like, "And you know, Carly asked in the morning in the bed, she said, where's dad at?" And he's like, "See, I need to be there." Tiffany, don't tell him this.
The other thing is, don't skip over the fact that she reiterated, "The reason I'm here is Carly to see you.
She didn't say that.
Well, well, I'm not going to. He's like, well, we don't have to jump into bed. We can climb in slowly. I'm like, no, Tiffany say, no, how about we don't talk about bed right now?
If you want to snuggle, I'm here.
And so, he's on the couch, and then fucking Ronald. She's like, seeing Ronald after all this time makes me remember why I fell in love with him. Like, how?
No, it doesn't make you remember. You are back in a familiar codependent pattern. I know that. This is from seeing it, from living it. Like, it's just what it, we talked about this, like with queer people that often will come out and it's hard for them to have a healthy relationship, especially sexual, like, cause they've either felt deviant or bad when they were doing something. It's Tiffany almost similar in that she doesn't know what it's like to actually feel good and feel like she has boundaries and feel supported in a relationship. She always has to feel a little bit like she's being, like, again, like she's having to shrink. That feels like love for her.
So later on, after they've seen the safari, and he says, well, let's talk about us. When can I sleep in my own bed again? Just gets right to it.
And she keeps saying this whole time, I don't want to have this conversation right now. I don't want to have this conversation because I don't want to fight. And he keeps bringing it up. So already he's breaching a boundary.
Yeah. But she's not really defending one. She's not, because he won't understand that.
Because
y'all, a crazy like Ronald isn't going to understand a boundary.
No, he's not going to understand that. And then they'll start fighting. And then now she's like, oh, fuck, I'm stuck in this. Because what she should have done, but maybe she shouldn't have afforded it, but she should not be staying in the same place as him.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. She should have brought Carly over. Remember, she hadn't thought about it.
She probably doesn't trust Carly alone with Daniel.
No, that's the truth. But I'm saying she could have stayed somewhere else and brought, but Ronald would have freaked out.
Oh, he would probably have freaked out.
So again, her whole, if she had a to-do list, y'all, it would be top number one would be don't get in a fight with Ronald. She's trying to make
Ronald angry.
Yeah. She's walking on eggshells, trying not to get in a fight with Ronald or make him angry, which is quite easy to do, as we've seen in previous seasons.
If you're in a relationship and your top thing is to not make my partner angry, you need to get out of that relationship.
Yeah,
that's an abusive relationship, y'all.
It's not
I can
good.
Tell you that as a, yeah. Get
help. Talk to a friend. So they basically are, he's just saying, well, you know, he's assuming they're going to get back together. And he says, we're married. We either fix it or we don't. And Tiffany's just trying to beg for some gray area here.
She is.
But she's
being suffocated.
Yeah. And she finally says, and I said this, I wrote down, this may as well have been a season of happily ever after for me, for them. Because that's what it feels like. But remember, happily ever after, question mark?
Question mark?
So Ronald says, I can't fix it if there's anything left unsaid, so I need to say it all. And what's interesting is he gets out everything he needs to say. Tiffany doesn't say anything.
She doesn't say anything. Instead, she then says, well, if we're going to move on, I've got to be able to let things go and leave it in the past. But I went.
So she concedes.
But what you were upset about are boundaries and expectations that Ronald didn't meet. So you don't have anything to let go of. Actually,
right.
He needs to earn your trust.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, Tiffany. He needs to earn your trust, full stop.
And when she says let go, as he said, you have to let go of the past, to let go of the past. And what he's basically meaning is it's very familiar to things like David said to Annie. You know, that was all in the past. We're past that now. But they're still hurting.
It's a purse.
God, I hope Rodney's back when married.
I hope so. I doubt it. But I
so she basically says, I can't move on until because there's still so much for me here with Ronald. And I still love him. And she's crying.
Never, going on dates made her realize that she still loved him and that she wasn't over him. Then don't go on dates and just date yourself.
Becoming tinfoil hattie, my conspiracy theory drag persona is that she wanted a reason to be on television and wanted to get back with Ronald.
I think even more than being on television, I think she wanted to get back with Ronald because I think she still loved him. I think, but she said a line that made me so sad. And she said, I do love Ronald a lot. This is the last thing she said. But my biggest fear is that he has tried to hurt me in the past. And I worry that will happen again. And I thought, analyze that. Like, I've been in relationships. We both have been in relationships where someone maybe unintentionally hurt you.
Yeah.
But she actually says the way she phrased that, he has intentionally tried to hurt her.
We've seen it. He's tried to hurt her.
No, we've seen it. So there, y'all, no one should be with someone else that intentionally tries to hurt them. That is someone who's a monster.
It's messed up. When it's someone tries to hurt you, it's messed up. Whether it's physically or emotionally, it's messed up.
Verbally, your relationship it's messed up.
Hell.
Yes.
Fuck, get away from him.
It is going to happen. I honestly don't feel like Ronald's only going to go away from Tiffany if he's somehow like off the planet.
I agree. Or in jail. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If the bus was able to go to South Africa. If the bus was a flying bus, we'd head to Joburg. Definitely. Yo, we just take them all out.
Have you heard of human trafficking, my boy?
Yeah, we would take them all out. All these awful men. God.
And on that note, we're going to take a commercial and we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Bibbidi bop bop skeed la la do da do 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 do. I'm in love with someone from 3 days.
Gonna cook him some fish, gonna have some, it looks like potatoes, or is it shrimp? Is it shrimp or potatoes? I can't tell. Who would have 2 pieces of seafood in one dinner? That's Caesar!
Was it Caesar. Shrimp or potatoes?
I thought it was scallops.
Maybe it was scallops. I could not tell.
I thought it was scallops, but I will say this, he was butchering that sea bass steak. That looked terrible.
It didn't look like sea bass. It looked like swordfish to me.
It looked like swordfish.
Maybe he doesn't know what the fuck.
I think he doesn't know what he's cooking.
Or someone like from production has brought him some.
Probably.
And he's cooking with white gloves on, or white rubber gloves.
Maybe he doesn't want to spin. Now, some people don't want their hands to smell like fish.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. You wash with soap and your hands don't smell like fish.
I know, but some people still smell it. I mean, my fingers smell like garlic for days when I cook.
Well, yeah, that's just I don't mind that smell.
I don't mind it either.
You know who hates the smell of garlic? Who hates any kind of thing like that? Mother Poodle.
Uh-oh.
Her sense of smell got to like bat level. Like I have to, hey boy. It smells like garlic in my house, boy. Get out. I can't throw away a shell of an onion. I have to put it in a plastic bag because she'll smell the onion in the trash. No, like she's like a vampire.
That's why it's so funny because y'all, any of your friends that you hang out with, if they get bothered by something, no, it's probably about something in their family. And I say, I own this too. Because I would say when sometimes Poodle and I live together, I would say, because I have a pretty good sense of smell. And I would say,
it smells pungent.
And he hated it. Now I know why.
It's a nondescript word.
No, now I know why you don't like that, because it triggers you to your mother.
She's a freak, fucking freak. You'll hear, like, every time I'll be cooking, she'll come by and flick on the fan. But I have to be very careful about how I throw away anything garlic because she smells it and it's all over. Yo, that's Thanks. Why she would Christmas survive gonna, that.
Yeah.
Christmas is going to be messy.
It's gonna be that's real why fun.
She'd survive the zombie apocalypse because her sense of smell. Her and Muffin would be the last ones.
She could smell decay coming.
Muffin, I smell him coming. Let's go get some. There's some Diet Coke in that store down the street. Let's go.
Let's go. She loves a Diet Coke.
There's a whole stockpile. We got that for a while, even before your father got killed. Because my father wouldn't survive.
He wouldn't survive long at all. Not long at all.
She'd probably trip him.
She would.
So all y'all, right, Caesar's cooking Caesar. Fish much. With the, I guess, their dinner together. And she's wearing this strange off-the-shoulder red dress where it's almost like it's down too far on her shoulder. I was so confused about this dress pattern. Well, also, she was wearing this dress with no makeup or no hair.
She just because her country's in the middle of a war.
Well, thanks for making me sound like the asshole. I mean, yes, your country is being overtaken by another rogue state, but can't you put on some blush?
I mean, I don't want to agree with you, but I can't argue. So there we are. There we are.
Anyway.
There we are.
So what if your country's involved with the time where another country taking over the sovereignty under our country since World War II?
You can't put on concealer?
God. Oh, do something with your lashes, for God's sakes.
Y'all, there's not much to this except for he's just saying, they're having a Zoom dinner, and he's basically like, I miss you. How are things? And she's like, yeah, I'm pretty nervous. This is hard to talk about. And Caesar just says, like, again, Instagram meme-worthy things of like, I'm not giving up.
I threw it. Keep going.
Keep going. I'm like, yeah, this isn't like dealing with your mother-in-law at Easter. Your country is at war.
And another country is bombing the fuck out of your country.
You don't know if you're going to go to sleep and not wake up again because someone bombed your apartment.
He's not very equipped to handle this.
He's not, y'all. Yeah.
But he keeps saying, she's like, I want to stay here because I want to protect my country. And I'm not. And he says, this is the weird part. It's almost like he's only worried about, I'm not going to give up on our dreams of being together. And I'm like, I think if it was me, I'd find some way in America where I could actively be involved in doing something for Ukraine, not going over there.
But either
organizing something. I don't know.
It's confusing because she wants to stay there, but she also says, yes, I do want, he said, Caesar asked, would you want to come to the U.S.? And she said, yes, I want to be with my man. I want to hug you and kiss you.
Yeah, and they did a flashback in the show where they come from, and he says, I hope this war ends quickly and we can be together. Because, y'all, the war is always secondary to Caesar. The war is just a pesky thing that's preventing them from being together.
You know what I hope? I hope she gets asylum and she's able to come over and they're on the next season of 90 Day Fiancé.
No, come on. I don't see it happening. No.
You don't?
I don't see her.
They could be filming now because Single Life is coming up next.
I think she was okay with being on television for a while. She does not want to be with that man for life. No.
She says, I want to come to the U.S. and be with my man and hug you and kiss
you. She needs her fucking head examined if she actually comes here to be with Caesar. Ugh. Maria, you understood. Maria, you knew it was all about commerce.
Yes, but I think, I don't know.
Alona.
Alona might be playing the long game. So, y'all, they wrap up Caesar's. They're kind of like, you know what? The producer's like, yeah, there's that war, but we're just going to focus on Caesar now. So then it's like flashback, a montage of Caesar saying, I learned to follow this journey and follow my dreams. I even put myself in danger, but I found someone. And she's the woman I've been waiting for my whole life after three dates.
After three dates.
That's all we saw. Maybe they had more dates.
The cognitive dissonance is just deafening at this point.
It is.
And that's why it seemed a little disingenuous to make such a big deal. This was filmed before Ukraine and them showing the buildings. And I'm like, this, we get it that you did a whole thing about Night of Fiance Ukraine. So you do want to document. This story was not helping at all. It just, yeah, I don't know. It was funny for a while. He came out with that top hat.
Oh,
we had the three sex tourists in that limo. It was great for some laughs.
It was a great
it's
laugh.
Never
and then,
going anywhere.
I don't if know. It does, I don't know. I think
if it does, I will.
I disagree with you.
I will eat sea bass and scallops in one meal.
Okay. All right. All right. Who you want to go to, Nuttley, or do you want to go to Mother
Give
Devitt?
Give me Nuttley.
Right. Let's go to Nuttley.
Give me death.
As she says, I come to the wood to see Michael.
And y'all, Butter is just in the doorway leering. She, as I said before, she lumbers like some women in Night at Fiance. She lumbers over.
She lumbers in.
Hey.
And that's when he says, Fee-fi-fo-fum. And then she walks. Hi, Trish. I want a present for you. She goes in the other room, and that's when Butter says,
oh, boy.
She said, oh, boy, first.
Butter goes, what a fucking bitch.
She like, yeah, oh, just like, just show. I mean, yes.
Now.
She's so angry.
Oh,
so
I loved it.
Natalie brings some flowers to her, and she kind of holds the flowers up to her, and then like, Natalie almost hugs you kind of like little children do. They don't know how to lean forward and grasp. They just like fall towards you.
Yes.
Like a big golden retriever. They just kind of lean on you a little bit. And so Natalie
exactly
just kind of falls towards her and says, I'm sorry, Trish. I'm sorry. And so Trish says, well, I've got a few questions.
That's a good Butter.
Sit down and...
She does say, I'm disappointed with how things turned out with Michael.
Why would you do this to my baby boy who loves everyone and everything?
He's
sweetie pumpkin.
Angel.
My little baby Huey over here.
You used him, Natalie, to get to America, Butter.
Why do you pretend to love my beautiful son, Natalie, when you don't, Butter?
And Natalie is just sitting there staring, and she's like, well, I needed because I couldn't destroy myself anymore living in the wood. And
the minute you felt like you could, you ran off and dated other people.
You dated other people, Butter. And then she's like, why didn't you get a divorce? And she says, I don't know.
I don't know, Trish. I don't know, Trish.
You
Trish,
don't act like a thing. Wife at all.
Trish, stop it. Trish, don't. No, I did the right thing. I promise.
And she's like, well, if you're not going to get married, you should get a divorce.
Trish.
Now, what's interesting is, Mike says, I think he says in the moment, what if we reversed roles? Or maybe he said that to her.
No, he said that to her.
Yo, he's kind of letting Butter do all the dirty work.
All
here.
The heavy lifting.
She is more than willing to do it.
He said, think about it. You used to get jealous. That's true. This happened in one episode.
Of a waitress.
She got jealous of a waitress. He said, how would you feel if I actually dated people?
That is a very fair point. She
Michael's
her
a big
mind.
Teddy bear, and you took advantage of that teddy bear who put out a video on Reddit of him jacking off his dick saying it was magic sauce.
And it is small.
Not a night. Y'all, Josh has much bigger dick than Michael.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, and then... The only thing Natalie can do is to actively start sobbing and falling into him.
Meanwhile, Trish is sitting over there going, yeah, she's bad news all around.
And this is the other thing.
Has anybody seen that French bell?
Butter. So, y'all, Butter goes off. We don't even know where she goes, probably to churn. And... At
she
one
was
point,
yearning.
And yearning and burning
till he died. I almost forgot the butter song.
How dare you? Still one of the stupidest things you ever did, but it makes me laugh. Remember, y'all, he's still alive.
His father is still alive. We just said he died in a butter accident.
If his father does die, it's our fault. That's definitely
it's our fault.
So he basically says, she's like, if I were to come back to Michael, I would have to live in the wood with Trish. And so this is
difficult.
And she does tell him, I want to come back.
Yeah.
I was kind of floored.
I was with Michael. I want to live with you. And I was floored too, but the thing is, I was floored, but also I wrote, this is typical someone with bipolar disorder.
Not bipolar.
Borderline. I'm sorry. Borderline personality disorder. See, it is because now all the attention's on her. She's the focus of the room. And if Michael doesn't want her, that will drive her nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing Michael could do to her, to say, I don't want to be in a relationship with you.
And y'all, she leaves. She's hugging Butter. She's like, come here, dog. And the dog doesn't want to have anything to do with her.
No.
And she's like, bye, Trish. God bless you.
God bless you. Sorry, Trish.
And she even says, Michael,
she's sucking not even Butter out of her house. Teeth. She just had a healthy meal.
She's like, Michael makes me feel loved. That's it. And then Mike says, would you let her come back? The producer says, would you let her come back? He just goes,
shrugging his shoulders.
Shrug shoulders. We need to work on our problems. This is another thing. I'd rather never see him again because he's never going to change either. Throw Tiffany on the burn pile now. Mike, I never want to see again. Oh, Natalie, I could watch every season of The Single Life.
But hopefully they're not happily ever. People say rumored that I'm starting to hear rumors that people think she might be pregnant at the tell-all.
Who?
Where did I hear that from?
Who? Natalie?
Natalie. Yeah.
Shut up.
Where did I hear that from?
She has hidden that so well then.
Yeah. I don't think that's true.
Oh my God.
If she is, then we'd have them on Georgia's or Michael's. Imagine if we had them on Happily Ever After with them living with Butter in the wood.
I think they'd find some way. I think he was living in Seattle for a while.
I thought he did move to Seattle because he said on the last, his job was too.
I think he lives in Seattle during the week and he comes home on the weekend. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
And honestly, Natalie could do that more.
I agree.
She could do that.
So y'all, it's time to wind things up with Little Debbie.
Oh,
moving to California. Or moving to Canada. Debbie. Come on, Pee-wee. We're going to Canada. Hitch up the dogs for the snow sled.
Oh, I hope I don't get cold.
You'll freeze, Pee-wee.
I don't like it when you cover me up, Mom. I can't talk then.
Y'all, we're packing up all the shit at Debbie's house. Apparently, she's moving. Apparently, you can just move to Canada.
Thank you. This is what I wrote. Like, how easy, sissies. Let us know. I'd like to mention this on the tell-all when we cover it. Is it really this easy to just move to Canada? I don't think it is.
I guess she probably won't need a work visa because she's retired.
I guess she can visit there and then do the process while she's there?
I don't know. You know how ignorant of immigration laws we are.
It is. It's true. Come at us, sissies. How easy it's to move to Canada.
Did you see them blur out Tony's crack?
Yes. Yeah, they did. They did. They sure did.
Oh, God.
We did not need that. Debbie is sore. She's trying to walk. She's like, I'm a little short because she's been walking up and down her steps trying to move stuff.
I'm a little short. Luckily, it's really hard for me to walk up those stairs.
Mom, no, it's
good exercise for us. It makes us stronger.
Get up, Pinky. Kill people.
Now, he's still got bloodlust.
He's still got bloodlust, y'all. But Colt and his wife, Vanessa, are actually going to be, they said they would pack everything else up and put it in storage. I think it's going to be a lot of things.
I have a feeling so, too.
Because we saw their kitchen. There's just shit everywhere in this house.
My question, where are the cats? Where are Debbie's cats?
I thought, why didn't they bring up, like, how are the cats moving to Canada?
Maybe
Colt took them. Maybe she gave them away.
Her life was her fucking cat.
I know. It seems weird that we haven't talked about the cats. You're right. The cats have been a dropped plot point for this whole story.
Yeah. Well, remember, her cats could not, she could not move in with, what's her name?
Because of her cats.
Of the cats. So.
I think she said to Tony, like, "Do you mind my cats?" And he said, no. But we don't know how. Y'all, you could do a whole reality show on how to move with cats. That's stressful.
So. She did say she's like starting to cry, and she finally says, "Who does this? You moved to a different country when I barely know you?" And I went, "Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe that's a moment of clarity. Who does this?"
Who does it? But at the same time, it's also kind of like, "Yeah, but you're 70. Like, uh-huh. I will say, and I know there's a lot of stuff about Tony. We don't, and so that aside. It is actually, I think, inspiring to see Mother Debbie do this at 70 years old, because I know my own parents. My dad would say this before he died. And my mom actually finally has got, now that I've gotten her to kind of lose weight and I got her into Pilates. But before that, when she was 70, 69, she would say things not like your parents. Your parents are different. But I think a lot of people, when they get in their late 60s and they retire, they start saying things like, I'm old. I just don't do things anymore. And I think it's inspiring for Debbie to be like, fuck it. I'm 70. I'm going to reinvent myself. I'm going to date someone. I'm going to move to another fucking country. That is really fucking brave.
I agree.
Like, it kind of makes me.
It still seems fast, but, you know.
It kind of, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I kind of love Debbie. I know that she does.
Come on. It's Debbie.
You know, I've heard from certain people we know that she is one of the nicest people outside of 90 Day Fiancé.
Really?
To other cast members. One of the nicest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. I could buy it. I think when you don't come at her, she's fine.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the
she's
way
not
she
nice
treats
to Larissa.
She treats Pred like shit.
She hates that guy. Oh, yeah. She hates him.
Well, I think most people see someone who is a terrible misogynist, a narcissist, and a liar, and a predator. That's why we call him that. Yeah.
Well, to Debbie's credit, she spots bullshit. Because let's be honest, Larissa was bullshit. We haven't seen that season, but she was bullshitting Colty, and Debbie spotted it from the get go, and so was. Dick today, Dick tomorrow.
Jess.
My dick. Here's
Good morning,
my dick.
Good
morning, my dick. Jess. Jess was too, y'all.
Dick
those
today,
women weren't.
Dick tomorrow.
And
you're
never ever
jam,
dick today.
Dick jam. Dick tomorrow, dick jam, dick tomorrow, dick today, dick yesterday, but never ever dick today.
I did.
So
lounging in my mother's chair doing a podcast. I like
it. Leaving Colty is the second hardest thing I've ever done because after burying her husband.
Yeah.
So I bet. And y'all, she's writing him a note.
I hope it works out for her.
We actually have the contents of
what?
The note here. It was
really?
sent to us by PA. Oh. I don't want to tell you what I had to do to get this. All I say is I took one for the team after I took one.
After you took one. And spoiler alert, Matt Sharp is totally straight and not sleeping with Poodle at all.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Definitely
this
not.
Did not come from Matt Sharp after dicking down Jake.
No, no, no. Hell, I'd milk that till I could milk it no more.
Gross.
So, y'all, here's a little bit of what we have.
Okay, here, maybe we'll do a little.
Oh, the lovely. Yeah. They need to get better reflective music. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
My darling Cody. This was the last letter I expected to write. I never thought I'd be leaving you for Canada, more or less leaving you for another man.
I thought we'd be burying his body, Mom. Shush.
Hush, Pee-wee. That's even in the letter when she tells Pee-wee to hush. Anyway, just thought I would tell you some things I may be a little sorry for. Maybe I shouldn't have breastfed you till you were 9 years old.
I didn't like that.
I shouldn't have gone with you to your prom.
No, that was fun, remember? We almost killed that teenage girl.
Hush, Pee-wee, you were crazy that night. Maybe I shouldn't have made you buy me tampons all the time when you were 5.
That was weird, Mom.
But such is life. And here we are at another crossroads. And as a poet once wrote, meet you at the crossroads. Bone, 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 bone.
Remember when I almost killed that old man to that song, Mom?
I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
All right, Mom, I'm done with this note. I want to go.
Me too, Pee-wee. My pen's running out of ink. So, okay. Arrivederci, Colty. Come visit me soon. And hopefully, we can have a happy family.
Mom, I accidentally killed your cat.
Oh, well. Another one to bury. Bye.
That's the note, y'all. Verbatim.
That's the note.
That's the note.
Who knew she was a Bone Thugs and Harmony fan?
Who knew? God, good song. Good choice, Mother Debbie. Good choice. Can read people and good music. Wow. Y'all, that's single life. That was your single life season. That was your single. We're not getting another episode. So the next episode we're going to get is the tell-all.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Tell all one, tell all part 2.
Tell all part 1, and then we'll have tell all part 2.
Tell everyone!
And then I don't think there's, to our knowledge, we're never, but I don't think there's any more Discovery. Well, this was on network. I don't think there's any more Discovery Plus things dropping this year. I think then we're just into Hay, and then next year is when we'll have Darcy and Stacey, and then in February, The Other Way.
Yeah. Extreme Sisters in the cringe tier.
Yes. But yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right, Avery. God, I told Poodle, though, during one of our breaks that you didn't love this season as much. I still did, but it still, to me, is such a better. This, Love in Paradise, even on the kind of blah seasons, are so much better than Hay right now.
I agree. I think it's, although I swear, this Tiffany Ronald thing, we started to get into Hay territory.
I think if they weren't in this season, you would have actually really liked this season.
I would have liked it better. I think
it diluted things for you.
I think Tania shit the bed. I think we could have gotten a lot more from Tania. I think she just probably wouldn't do what they wanted her to do.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
Because you know the producer was like, Tania, have you ever had an orgy? Maybe it's time to do that on the show.
Oh, my God. I stand by the fact she's a nerd. She's a little nerd who's afraid of her life.
She is.
Anyway, y'all, that's the show.
That's the show, everybody.
That's the season.
That's the season. Y'all know the deal. Go to realitygaze.com. Go to our Instagram, our TikTok, now our Twitter. You can find us on all that good stuff.
It's not a burning slag heap next week.
Who knows? You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts and on via Spotify podcast now. You can do that wherever you listen. And December 3rd, y'all, go to our link tree.
Casey, we're doing guesting on her show in Los Angeles.
We're guesting on her show. She just, like we said, she just had Zenob on our. Did you see the Instagram post I sent you of Zenob?
I did not.
Oh, my God. It's a
picture. When did you send it?
I sent it to Slack to our team. But it's a picture of her, and she's sitting down, and she's like sitting down with like a white dress across her lap, but not wearing it, with like roses, looking pensive, and it says, "When you love you, doesn't matter who doesn't."
girl, no one cares anymore. SK girl. Cheated on Raven. You are irrelevant. Hello, irrelevant.
Get off the cross, Zenob. Girl, we need the wood.
Girl, people are going next week. People are going to say, Zenob who?
Zenob who?
I need more receipts from SK's cheating.
Yes, that's what I need, y'all.
Raven doesn't even follow him on Instagram anymore. That's how bad it is.
I did. Yeah.
Ooh, that's mess. That is some flaming pile of mess.
It's good.
Zenob who?
Zenob who? Hello, irrelevant. That is right.
Hello, irrelevant. No one gives a shit.
All right, everybody. That's the show. We hope you enjoyed it. We call these people single. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yes. And if you've ever sung to yourself quietly, he was burning and yearning and churning and burning till he died. You can call us Sorry Mike's Dad.
Butter.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.